Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. And by the way, I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. You heard from a small business owner last week. You'll hear one again later on this week, too. Today's stories, the employees getting the biggest pay raises these days, and the big numbers of today's young adults trying their hand at entrepreneurism. We'll have those stories after this. You don't often find the words business and friendly in the same sentence, let alone the same state, unless, of course, you're talking about Michigan. Michigan's business-friendly practices helped it become a leader in industries that range from agribusiness and cybersecurity to aerospace and defense. In fact, Michigan is ranked among the top 10 states for major new and expanded facilities, which makes Michigan more than business-friendly. It makes Michigan business smart. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. Guess who's getting bigger pay raises than everybody else these days? Recruiters. They're tops at more than a 7% pay bump from May of 2016 to the spring of 2017. More from Katie Hill, editor at moneyish.com. Katie, what'd you look at?
This looks at jobs where there was major wage growth from last year to this year. The number one job on that list was recruiter. They saw their pay grow 7.4% from May 2016 to May 2017. And I thought, recruiter, I assumed it would be a tech job, yeah, right, on this list. But they think their pay is getting is going way up because the labor market is tightening, and so there is a real need for people who can screen candidates well, have good judgment about who's going to work in a position or not. Companies really want to get the right person into the organization, and this job is just becoming more important in the, labor market. And so, yeah, they saw their pay rise quite a bit.
That's an interesting trend. So as the labor market gets tighter, the pool of people from which to choose from, I guess, is smaller and therefore requires a little more expertise.
Yeah, and I think companies are realizing, you know, they were having two people do one person's job for a while, and they're finally starting to, you know, stick their toes in the hiring waters, and they just, I feel like they just don't quite really want to deal with all of that. Yeah. And recruiters can be a really great tool, right? They just bring you here. This person on a silver platter is perfect. And so I think there's just a much bigger demand. That's their theory on why this is happening.
We're speaking with Katie Hill, editor at moneyish.com. She's written a piece called "This is the Number One Job in America for Getting a Pay Raise," and it happens to be recruiter. What else made the list, by the way?
Number two and three are going to really surprise you, too, or they did me. Customer service manager at number two, 7.1% raise, and restaurant cooks at 7%. Now, this, they think, has something to do with there was a rising minimum wage in several cities, so people are seeing the benefits of that. And, you know, there's just high demand a lot of times. I mean, people are going eating out more with the economy doing better. So, yeah, I mean, we're seeing a little bit more of that. Again, these are not the highest paying jobs, but they did see a big raise. Restaurant cooks make about $30,000 a year, and customer service managers about $54,000.
Wow. Warehouse associate, number four.
Yeah. I mean, these are jobs, and number five, bank teller, which really surprised me. I mean, these are probably, you know, jobs where the wages have just been sort of really flat for a really long time, and finally, you know, we're seeing some movement here. Store manager doing really well. I mean, they were telling me with these these lower paying jobs where they're seeing pay go up, because that's what a lot of these top jobs were. There was a bunch of pay bumps in retail, and again, that's partially due to the rising minimum wage in some cities. But yeah, I mean, we're nearing very low employment, and there's just a high demand for a lot of these jobs now, so people are getting raises.
Thanks, Katie. That is Katie Hill, editor at moneyish.com. Coming up next, the most entrepreneurial generation ever. And when shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Well, a new survey finds that Americans born between 1980 and 2000 may be the most entrepreneurial generation ever. A new study shows millennials have more experience with small business and greater desire to start businesses than previous generations. But USA Today points out that the study also demonstrates a continuing need for help for entrepreneurs if they'll be creating jobs that America needs. The study by America's SBDC, the Association of the Country's Small Business Development Centers, shows that people in their 20s and 30s trust themselves to provide their own financial security more than they trust others. Even though they're younger, millennials are already more likely to have started a business than baby boomers. And how about these numbers from the study? Nearly a third of millennials have already started some kind of business. 38% have been part of a startup, and 26% have lived entirely off the income of a small business. New businesses are vital for America. Over the last three decades, virtually all new U.S. jobs have come from firms less than 5 years old. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our extremely popular daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.